A silent protest in a Fairbanks courtroom. This is Trahant Reports. Four fingers held in the air, a quiet plea to end injustice. The Fairbanks Four, they are George Freese, Eugene Vent, Kevin Pease, and Marvin Roberts, who are convicted in the 1997 murder of 15-year-old John Hartman in downtown Fairbanks. Some two decades after the crime, all remain in prison except for Roberts, who was granted early parole. A few years ago, I was in Fairbanks, and near sunset, Brian Patrick O'Donohue drove me to a downtown location. The University of Alaska Fairbanks professor, who has extensively investigated this case, told me where to stand, and then walked far away. He took up a position in the fading light. When he returned, he asked, "Could you identify me?" That's what had to have happened to believe the prosecution's case against the Fairbanks Four. That alone is bad. The American standard for justice is supposed to be beyond reasonable doubt. That's a high bar, one that was clearly not met. But in Alaska, all of the institutions at the time aligned to make sure that these four young men would be found guilty. Evidence was flawed, fabricated, and withheld when it didn't fit the narrative. The jury complied, guilty. But if reasonable doubt was ignored during the trial phase, it's been obliterated in recent years. There has been more evidence describing the events of that night. In affidavits and in testimony, William Holmes has identified Jason Wallace as the killer. Even state troopers say the state's investigation and prosecution was improper. The Fairbanks Four case is more than injustice. It represents the contradiction that is Alaska, a state of extraordinary beauty, many remarkable people of all races, and yet a deep strain of racism. The original prosecutor played to stereotypes and argued that you couldn't trust evidence from natives because natives stick together. Formally, the court in Alaska is conducting a hearing to determine if there's enough evidence for a new trial. I suppose the legal system sees a need to play out this story in a step-by-step fashion. But that's just wrong when three men are in prison and all four are wrongly convicted. In a Fairbanks courtroom last week, it was a simple, silent protest by people in the room. Across the state, at the annual meeting of the Alaska Federation of Natives, there were even larger demonstrations of support. But at that same meeting, Alaska Governor Bill Walker was asked to use his powers to free them. He responded that the young men are getting their day in court. That's just the problem. These young men should not be in court again. The system has failed. It's long past time the Fairbanks Four are free and declared innocent. I'm Mark Trahant reporting.